And it's on the same issue that I raised earlier on. It's on the issue of nursing homes. And as I said, we learnt last night that 8 people died from COVID-19 in the Maryborough Centre in Portlaoise at the weekend. We know that there's 200 clusters. We know that over half of those who have unfortunately died as a result of the virus have died in these type of settings in care homes across the state. And it's a massive issue that we need to address, and we need some transparency in relation to this. We know that staff in the sector have been raising serious issues in terms of PPE, in particular now for quite some time. And when we talk to HSE officials, they tell us that there's nothing to see here, unfortunately. But unfortunately, we know from some of the revelations that there is a lot to see. As I mentioned this morning, Nursing Home Ireland survey showed that nearly a third of facilities were still awaiting PPE supplies. A quarter who received them were saying they weren't fit for purpose. And we know that staff at the Maryborough Centre were raising concerns publicly about PPE 2 weeks ago. So can I ask you, can you give us any more specifics in relation to what has been done to deal with what is now a massive challenge for us all in relation to the nursing home sector? Can you publish information in relation to the PPE that has been provided to these settings? And can you give us information, will staff be deployed at this point in time, today, tomorrow, or when, to support the efforts in relation to containing the spread of the virus and supporting existing staff there? Can you also inform us, did the expected second tranche of PPE that you informed us was due to arrive on the 12th of April, did it arrive? I understand it may not have done so. That shipment of over €60 million of PPE, is it delayed or has it arrived, and if not, when? So there, that's the first question, please.
Again, I'm sure deputies appreciate that some of their questions are going to be very specific and I may not have the answers to them. And I do absolutely agree what deputies have said, that transparency is really important here. If we want to keep the trust of the public, we need to be transparent. But I'd also ask for understanding from deputies that we don't always know the answers to the questions that were asked. A lot of things are happening in real time at the moment. And one thing you don't want to do is answer a question or put a number or statistic out there, only to find out shortly afterwards that it wasn't correct. And I know particularly our doctors and experts have a concern around that, that they don't want to put statistics and information out there that may turn out to be incorrect. And there is so much happening at the one time, it can be hard to get the information out there. Just in relation to any decisions that are made on social distancing, on school closures, on visiting nursing homes and hospitals, which the Deputy mentioned earlier, these are all made on the advice of the CMO and the National Public Health Emergency Team. These are our doctors, our scientists, our experts. They might not always be right. They have to make their information and decisions based on the science and the information available to them. But I do think we should support them. I do think that we should trust them. And I don't think that we should say anything that might be perceived to undermine them in any way. But the decisions that government makes on all these areas are guided by the advice from those doctors, those experts, those scientists, and we publish their advice as we make those decisions. In terms of PPE, this is absolutely essential to protect staff. I think we all know that. And also to protect patients from getting infected by staff, which can happen too. We've ordered about €200 million worth of PPE. Just to put that in context, that is a 13-year supply of PPE. It is absolutely an enormous amount. 30 plane loads from China are coming. It's not all coming from China, by the way. Some of it's coming from Ireland. Some of it's coming from other parts of Europe. But 30 plane loads are due, and they are coming one by one. There are delays on and off that are not necessarily under control. Some Chinese provinces have now brought in customs checks where they want to check the quality of the PPE before it leaves the country. We have been checking it when it comes in, but that is creating a delay that we wouldn't have anticipated a day or two ago. In terms of masks, aprons, gloves, all of those things, I'm told that we have a good supply. Gowns, less so, enough, but a much shakier level of supply. But this is a problem that absolutely every country is facing. There is a global shortage. Countries are gazumping other countries and offering to come in and pay cash and buy PPE that's already been ordered at a higher price. There are new companies now being involved in making PPE, which is a great thing because there's been a massive increase in demand. New companies all over the world, including Ireland, are now getting involved in making PPE. But there are difficulties. That does create problems with quality and delivery. If a company is making something for the first time, they don't always get the quality right. If a company is doing something for the first time, they can't always honour their commitments when it comes to delivery, and that is just the reality of the situation. We've also had an issue with donations as well, and donations are very welcome. But unfortunately, donations, particularly where they're dropped off at a hospital or dropped off at a healthcare facility, aren't always checked and aren't up to standards. And people have seen that PPE gown that was only three quarters length, that was a donation. You know, so we're dealing with all these things in real time, and it is very challenging.
The specific question was, did the consignment, the second consignment, the 60 million plus, arrive on the 12th? I assume it hasn't, and if you could give us just an update of when you expect that delivery to happen. And the other issue that I asked you was on the staffing issue, so let me tease that out a bit. Obviously, there was a major... This is the question. There was a major initiative there in terms of Ireland's on-call. 70,000 people responded. We see from some of the figures that there's over 1,000 people who have been interviewed. I want to know how many of those are now in position and being recruited. I can tell from my own experience, Taoiseach, my own partner's experience, my wife's experience, who re-registered as a nurse a month ago, received one call from Ireland's on-call and decided not to wait for that process because that was only last Saturday, decided to go directly to the HSE and offer her service to them. But even today, a month later, is still not being offered a position, despite the fact that nursing homes right across our county of Donegal and indeed across the state and our acute hospitals are actually under huge pressure because of staffing, and that isn't an isolated incident. We have many other examples, including one of my fellow colleagues, a TD, who's also answered that call but hasn't been contacted to date. So is there an issue here in relation to how this process is working? Because there is a huge amount of goodwill in there in terms of people who are willing to go back into the service and assist people on the front line but aren't getting the call up at this point in time.
There's no time for an answer. We've ordered 7 minutes. The 7 minutes has elapsed. Resume your seat. No, resume your seat.
So if he could answer the question with the minute flexibility that you gave.
The last one didn't go to 8 minutes. It didn't.